Mission Network News 4.5 minute version, Thursday, July 8th, 2004. 3, 2, 1. 1 month away, Christians make ready for the Olympic Games. Taking scripture to the illiterate becomes a project of faith, and a Christian radio ministry expands to the internet. These stories and more are coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Peter Brooks. The Olympics tops today's news as the Olympic torch makes its way across Ukraine, Turkey, and Bulgaria. Christians are gearing up for ministry. AMG International's Paul Jenks says his organization is a major part of what's being called Flame 2004.
The churches and Christian agencies are joining hands there to have an outreach not only to the Greek nationals, but also to the millions of visitors that will be there at the time of the Olympics to enjoy the Games.
Jenks says everyone is excited about a special concert that has scriptural significance.
One of the things that we're really looking forward to is the Tribute to the Unknown God concert that will be organized in the middle of the Games. This will be an opportunity to invite the community, unbelievers, to come and hear what the Apostle Paul proclaimed there at Mars Hill to people today who, in many cases, still don't know him personally.
AMG's Cosmo Vision Center will serve as the headquarters for outreach. Pray that it will be completed in time. Next, Compass Direct News reports the office of the National Christian Evangelical Alliance of Sri Lanka was vandalized over the weekend. The NCEA has been leading a public awareness campaign to fight an anti-conversion bill that's before Parliament right now. NCEA staffers speculate their files were the target of the violence, as computer and other expensive equipment were left untouched. You're listening to Mission Network News. Audio Scripture Ministries' Tom Dudenhofer says their India team recently took ownership of a scripture distribution project and came up with a specially designed machine called the Mithra Tape Player.
It was designed to help cut down on the number of cassettes that are needed to place the New Testament in audio form. And it does that by changing the speed of the playback of the cassette itself.
Dudenhofer says the project urgency is its own obstacle.
The only help that they get from the outside often comes from friends who care about reaching this huge population of non-readers with the gospel of Jesus Christ. They have gone ahead in faith and have begun the production of this unit, even though they didn't have the funding. Their letters to me stated they were simply trusting God.
The first production run of the Mithra tape player has already been distributed. They're hoping to make 3,000 this year, but funding is needed. We turn next to Haiti, where Men for Missions reports growth in their radio outreach. Mission Network News' Ruth Bliss fills us in on the details.
This is the sound of the evangelistic voice of Haiti, or Radio 4VEH, and that voice can now be heard on the internet. 4VEH.com will hopefully reach Haitians with the gospel worldwide. It's part of Operation Saturation, an evangelistic project launched by Men for Missions, which is a layman's voice of OMS International. Aside from the live streaming audio, Radio 4VEH is broadcast around the country via satellite network. It's the story of hope in a country lost to hope, an effort to ensure Haitians have access to the gospel. And this year, over 51,000 fixed-tune radios have been distributed. They're tuned to Radio 4VEH, and as a result of the broadcast and radio distribution efforts, over 3,600 listeners, including a dozen witch doctors, have turned to Christ. Ruth Bliss, Mission Network News.
And for just the third time in its history, Send International has a new general director. 42-year-old Warren Jansen took over the duties late last week. Jansen will be changing his focus from church planting to managing an entire mission. Jansen has served as the Japan area director for 5 years. Jansen says global mobilization is just one area of focus. The goal is to expand the workforce where Send is working. Pray for the Jansen family as they transition from Japanese culture to the United States. You've been listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you'd like a free copy of the compelling video on AIDS orphans in Africa by Buckner Orphan Care International, call our resource line at 1-800-995-4828. It's an inspirational video on Buckner's work with AIDS orphans in Africa and their efforts to share the gospel with them. That's 1-800-995-4828. You can also request it on our website at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Peter Brooks.